It's time now for our weekly chat featuring arts and cultural activities with Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren of the Lexington Herald Leader. This week they begin with a focus on a number of weekend bluegrass events.
We've got the Steel Drivers coming to Manchester Music Hall in Lexington Friday night. Down in Prestonsburg, we have Steep Canyon Rangers, which have kind of become really well known as the band that plays with Steve Martin. Mm-hmm. But they also are a great band in their own right, down at the Mountain Arts Center in Prestonsburg. And then Saturday, we've got Doyle Lawson coming to the Meadow Green Music Park. So just a bunch of really well-known acts. And like the Steel Driver show at Manchester Music Hall also features the Wooks, mm-hmm. who are really a Lexington band that's quickly making a name for themselves. They just won the Album of the Year prize at the Lexington Music Awards. Mm-hmm. They're going to open the fundraising series at the Bluegrass Music Museum in Owensboro later this month. And, you know, so they're just really ascendant, so they're a great act to see. And then down in Prestonsburg, they've got Tyler Childers opening for the Steel Drivers. It's a great songwriter from the area. So, and we all know about Doyle Lawson. So just a lot of great bluegrass in the area. But we've also got rock and roll at the Opera House.
It's 1964, the tribute. It's the Beatles tribute band. They're going to be at the Lexington Opera House at 8 p.m. Friday. And they're going to perform the group's pre-Sgt. Pepper era music. So, and they have the period instruments, the clothing, the hairstyles, and even the onstage banter.
Yeah, they really look like they walked out of 1964.
They do. And also at the Opera House the next night on Saturday is going to be the Chinese New Year celebration. And this has become an annual event. And starting at 4 o'clock, there's going to be a market with crafts and so on. And then at 7 p.m. is the ticketed show. That's $15. And also we have Nonsense over in Woodford Theater in Versailles. And that's 8 o'clock on Friday and Saturday and 2 o'clock on Sunday. And that's a musical. I haven't seen it myself. How about you, Rich? Have you seen
it? It's habit forming is what they say. But yeah, Nonsense is just a theater kind of classic. And in fact, I believe a few of the people involved in Woodford's production have been in many Nonsense performances before. So that's one big theater opening this weekend. That's going for a 3-week run. And then also at the Downtown Arts Center, we have Athens West Theater is back on stage with Failure, a Love Story. And this is a really interesting show. It's by a Chicago-based playwright named Philip Dawkins. And it is about a family, three sisters, and this guy falls in love with each one of them, and they each die after he falls in love with them. But it's supposed to be a comedy or a tragedy comedy or a dark comedy or something like that. But it sounds like a very interesting show to see.
Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren cover arts and culture for the Lexington Herald Leader and LexGo.com. You can find many listings of arts and cultural activities at the events calendar link at weku.fm.